The Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Tal Ramar Aleph teaches us Hamaske Bayis L'Chaveri Ba'Abba Osir. If somebody rents an apartment, a home, to someone else on the 14th day of Nisan, ask the Gemara Ami Livdek, who has the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz? And the Gemara explains, do we say Alamaske Livdek, that it's the obligation of the landlord to do Bedikas Chametz? Mishum Chamir the Dehu, it's his chametz, as he was living in this apartment till now, and the house is his. Oidim al-Asaych Livdek is the tenant, the Sur B'Shusekai, he now is the tenant of this apartment, and therefore the chametz is in his Rishus, and his property. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, says the Gemara, Toshima Maskabayas L'Chaveroi, al-Asaych Lassus Mezuzah. Gemara says that it's the tenant's obligation to put up the mezuzah. So the Gemara is assuming that just like the mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah that the tenant must perform, so too it should be a halacha regarding hilchis bedikas chametz. Says the Gemara, we can't compare bedikas chametz to the chiyuv of mezuzah. Because hasam, regarding mezuzah, we have the statement, Ha'amara Mishasha, which Rav Mishasha taught us, the mezuzah chayvus adah here. The mezuzah is the incumbent on the person who lives in the apartment. And therefore, it's a very unique mitzvah that the Torah very clearly explains is the obligation of the person who lives there. And as the Mefarshim explain, the reason being, because mezuzah serves as a protection for the home, and since the mezuzah serves as a protection for the home, so it's the person who lives there who obviously needs the protection. But that doesn't answer, says the Gemara Hachamai. And in fact, this is one of the Gemaras, this is one of the Rayas, that mezuzah indeed is here to serve as a protection. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim explain. We all know that the Pasuk says regarding which individuals are exempt from going to war. So the Pasuk says, Mia ish ashlebon ashabon abayis, who is the individual that built a new home? V'loi chanochai, and has not inaugurated that new home. And most Mefarshim explain that the reason such an individual is exempt, is allowed to go back from the front, is because the agmas nefesh of not being able to have ever lived in your home will cause him not to be an effective soldier. However, I did see that the Targum Yonasan ben Azil says, Mi ish ashabon abayis v'loi chanochai. So the Targum Yonasan ben Azil says on it, Shlei kova mezuzah. He never had the opportunity to put up a mezuzah on his new home. What does that mean, that he never had the opportunity to put up a mezuzah on his home? So Mefarshim explained a beautiful pshat. Our Gemara is teaching us now that putting up the mezuzah brings protection to the home. This person who never had the opportunity to put up the mezuzah never had the opportunity to get that protection. And we need soldiers, obviously, in the army who are well protected. And therefore, such a soldier, says the Gemara, go home. We don't want you at the war. We need soldiers who are adequately protected. But as we learned this sugya about Hamas Kabayis L'Chaveroi, about renting, there are actually a number of different approaches in the Mefarshim, how to understand the Gemara. Actually, one approach that many Achroinim actually suggest is very much the Pnei Yeshua, the Chassam Sofer, the Rishash, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. They follow an approach which is very similar to what we discussed in the first shiur we gave on Masechta Pesachim. In the first shiur on Masechta, we had a discussion, the Machloikus of Rashi and Tosfos. What is Bedikas Chametz all about? Rashi's opinion is that the obligation is because if you don't do Bedikas Chametz, you may come to be over Bayirah Bayimatzin. Tysus's approach, we learned, was the concern that if you don't do Bedikas Chametz, and as Tysus explained, given that Chametz is something that we eat all year round, Chazal were concerned that you may come to eat that Chametz. So the Achroinim want to say that that is exactly the machlok, that is exactly the shail of our Gemara. If we say that the obligation of Bedikas Chametz is in order to avoid, is in order to avoid the problem of Bayirah Bayimatzah, so it would be the landlord's obligation to check for the Chametz. It's his Chametz. If, however, we say the obligation is based on not coming to eat the Chametz, so then it would be the obligation of the tenant, because he's living in this house where there is Chametz, and the halacha would be that he has to check, he has to make sure that there's no Chametz, that he should chas v'shalom accidentally even come to eat it on Pesach. But there's a very fundamental problem with this approach. Because if that indeed is the basis of the question, and as the Gemara continues, and we'll get to that further piece of Gemara in Mitzvah Shem soon, but if the halacha is that it's ala soicha livdaik, so wouldn't that be a clear raya to Rashi's pshat, to Tosfos' pshat? If we're saying that if you hold ala maskir, it means that you understand bedikas chametz like Rashi. If you say ala soicha, you understand the Gemara like Tosfos, you understand bedikas chametz like Tosfos. So once the Gemara says that indeed it is the obligation ala soicha, we have a raya that Tosfos is correct. So the Achroinim indicate, and they say a very important vart, and this is a vart that the Chedusha Harem says. The Chedusha Harem, and other Achroinim say this as well, say that it's not, we are not to understand the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, that they disagree with each other very fundamentally. And the Rashi is not concerned, chas v'shalom, that somebody is going to eat chametz on Pesach if he finds chametz. And Tosfos is not concerned for the issue of Bayirah Bayimatzei. The Chedush Arim and the other Achroinim say, of course each one of these Rishonim understand that the opinion cited by the other Rishon is a valid concern. Their machloikis that we discussed in the first shir, the machloikis that are discussed in the first Tosfos in the Masechta, and one of the first Rashis of the Masechta, is just the machloikis, what is the primary reason for Bedikas Chametz? Is the primary reason, like Rashi says, in order to avoid Bayirah Bayimatzah? Or is the primary reason for Bedikas Chametz, like Tosfos said, in order to not come to Chas V'Shalom eat Chametz? And actually, this part that I'm saying now is very much related to way many Mefarshim understand the Gemara. Certainly the way we've learned the Gemara is certainly referring to a situation where the way we just explained that the Gemara's questioning is Rashi's Pshat or Tosfos' Pshat right, then whatever answer we'll give will automatically seem to be a refutation of the other Pshat, so we have to say that they agree to the other Pshat as well. But even if we follow the explanation that Rashi gives in our Gemara, and let's look at Rashi in our Gemara. Rashi says that the question that our Gemara is posing, if it's the soicher obligation, is it the tenant's obligation, is it the landlord's obligation, says Rashi, that we're referring to a situation where bedikas chametz already took place. And this is Rashi, Devar Maskil, Chovos Hador. Now let's read the words of Rashi inside. Lefishi Meshamata, Rashi goes back and says what we discussed a moment ago, that mezuzah protects us. V'ksib beischa biyoscha nichnas v'yotzeba. It protects the person who lives there. And therefore, mezuzah clearly is the obligation of the individual who's living there. Aval hocha, continues Rashi, aval hocha bedikas chametz drabonim. The entire obligation, says Rashi, to do bedikas chametz is only midrabbanan. Says Rashi, why? Dim mishum bayira bayimotzer. If for the concern of bayira bayimotzer, ha'amal kamon. The Gemara on this very daft teaches us the sagleib a bittel ba'alma. You could just do bittel, and that will take care of your problem bayira bayimotzer. So Rashi is very clear in explaining that our Gemara is referring to a situation of that there was bittel chametz. Given that there was bittel chametz, we need not be concerned, says Rashi, of the concern of bayira or bayimotza. The issue now is, what should be done? We still have to do bedikas chametz. And the way the Mefarshim, and we'll come back to explaining a little more about Rashi in a moment, but the way the Mefarshim explain the Gemara is as follows. And this is very much in line with the way we explained Rashi's opinion at the beginning of our Masechta. Clearly, it is the opinion of the Gemara at this point that we have to do Bedikas Chametz. Why does Bedikas Chametz have to be done? Because as we explained, there's a mitzvah derabbanan that every home have Bedikas Chametz on the night of Pesach. Now, the question is that the Gemara is posing, who does it make more sense to assign the obligation of Bedikas Chametz? Is it make more sense to assign that obligation to the landlord? Why? Because it's his chametz. Or should we assign the obligation to the tenant? Because the tenant is living now and he's the one that's responsible for this property. So in other words, the Gemara is saying, we have an obligation, Chazal taught us that we have to do Bedikas Chametz. So now that Chazal taught us that we have to do Bedikas Chametz, we have to determine who is the one that should do the Bedikas Chametz in this situation. The tenant or the landlord. That is the one to try to determine who should do the Bedikas Chametz. But there's a very fundamental question that we seem not to be focusing on. Rashi explained the Gemara, that the Gemara here is referring to a situation that certainly there was bittel chametz. But the one thing Rashi didn't tell us is who did the bittel chametz. Rashi doesn't tell us if the bittel chametz was done by the tenant or the bittel chametz was done by the landlord. Rashi just says that the bittel chametz was done. And there's a big machlokes rishonim, who is the one that has to do the big bittel chametz. So many rishonim say that the bittel certainly has to be done by the landlord. It's his chametz, and since it's his chametz, and the mashal actually takes it a step further, not only is it his chametz, it's really his house. Yes, he rented it out, but at the end of the day, it's his property. So if we combine these two factors, number one, it's his house. Number two, it's his chametz. Certainly, the halacha is that he would be obligated to do the bittel chametz. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the opinion of the Marshal. The Gra takes an opposite approach. Since the chametz finds itself in the property of the tenant, says the Gra, if the chametz is in my rishus, I'm certainly the one that's responsible for the chametz, and therefore says the Marshal, that says the Gra, that it's certainly the tenant who is the one that you is the one that is chayiv in bedikas chametz. Rabbeinu David the Meiri in the Ran take a very different approach. They say, in other words, they're not disagreeing with the way we're learning the Gemara. They're agreeing that the Gemara's question here is, who is the individual who should do the Bedikas Chametz? Who does it make more sense to assign this responsibility to? But the question that the Gemara is posing, but that Bittel Chametz, they say, neither of them has to do. Why? Because the landlord isn't living here. The tenant, it's not his chametz. And therefore, neither of them is obligated to do bittul chametz, but that doesn't take away the obligation to do bedikas chametz. And then I saw that the Torah Chaim's approach is just the opposite. He says, as far as bittul chametz is concerned, as far as bittul chametz is concerned, he says both of them have to do bittul chametz. And we could very well understand the approach of the Baal of the Torah Chaim, because he's saying that we're playing with fire. We're playing with the fact that we have chametz here. So since we're playing with fire, we can't just say, this one should do the bittul, that one should do the bittul, and maybe the other one is obligated to do the bittul. The only way we could be sure that the chametz is properly disposed of, there's only one way that we could be comfortable with that. And that is if both of them do the bittul. The Magen Avraham says that it's the obligation of the tenant to do the bittul, because he says a very interesting approach. He says when the landlord moves out of this apartment and he gives it over to the tenant, what he's actually doing is he's giving over everything that's in the apartment. And he was mafker everything before he moves out, that the tenant, when he moves in, should take over the obligation. So that's why he says it's the tenant's obligation. So too does the Pnei Yeshua approach this Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua's approach to the Gemara is, he looks into the Rashi that we started learning. He says, the Sagle b'bittel ba'alma, Rashi, as we read, says, to avoid the problem of the Raisa, bittel alone is enough. If masach te'eti minei, if he says that I don't want to care about this chametz, or mashle ka'afri, he treats it like dust, v'mekol chamir b'beis adein. And he says the lashon of the b'dikas chametz. So now the question, says the Pnei Yeshua, we need to understand it, and understanding this Rashi, is why is Rashi teaching us here all the halachas of bittul chametz? The halachas of bittul chametz, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis teaches us Haboidit Tzaruch Shivatul, as we will learn that after bedikas chametz, bittul chametz must take place. Why is Rashi all of a sudden here deciding to teach us the halachas of bittul chametz? And this is a very fundamental Rashi in understanding Rashi's approach to bittul chametz. Says the Pnei Yeshua, because Rashi wants to say, if you understand how bittul chametz works, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi's saying you will understand that certainly the bittul must be done by the tenant. Why? Because only a tenant could say the words, Kol Chamir Beis Adein. If he now is living in this house, if I'm not living in the house, how can I say Kol Chamir Beis Adein? It must be, says, that it's the tenant who is the one that has the obligation. It's the tenant who has the obligation to make the bedika chametz. And the Pnei Yeshua continues saying that certainly the two halachas travel together. And the Pnei Yeshua says like this, if it would be the obligation of the landlord to do the bittul chametz, it would certainly not be a question to the Gemara that he should also be the individual doing the bedikas chametz. Because if we consider him that much of an owner here, that he has to do the bittul, he certainly should be the same level to have to do the bedika. Only because, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the bittul is certainly done by the tenant. But the tenant isn't his chametz. That's why the Gemara says that though the bittul is done by the tenant, the bedika maybe should be done by the landlord. Tosfos has a different approach to our Gemara. Tosfos' approach to the Gemara is that the obligation that our Gemara is referring to a very unique situation. Tosfos says that if the actual renting of the apartment were to take place on Yud Gimel Nissen, and the tenant has already taken he's already started living in this apartment on Yud Gimel Nissen, there would be no shaila that everything, that it's the obligation of the tenant. Taisa says that the Gemara is referring to a situation where the tenant only takes ownership of the apartment on Yud Dalid Nissen. And now, the question is, the night of Erev Pesach, which as we've been learning in our Masechta, is the time when Bedikas Chametz has to take place. The question now of the Gemara is, who has to do the Bedika? Do we say that it's the landlord? Because when this man of Bedikas Chametz came, he was in this apartment. Or is it now the obligation of the tenant because he's actually living on the apartment? So the Achronim ask, if that's shot in the Gemara, that the issue here is just an issue that we look at who was in control of this apartment on the night of Erev Pesach. So when we learned the words of the Gemara at the beginning of our shir, the Gemara said, why would it be ala maska livdoik? Why would it be the obligation of the landlord? The chamira de dehu, because it's his chametz. According to this, it has nothing to do with his chametz. It has to do because he was in the apartment at the zman of Bedikas chametz. So the Chiddush HaRim says a very interesting approach how to understand Taisus. He says the halacha is that in general, it's a din chashim mishpat, and a person has no right to do something to transfer an obligation that he has on someone else. So therefore he explains the Gemara according to Taisus as follows. Certainly, if there was no bittul chametz here, it would be the landlord's obligation to do the bedikas chametz. Because it's his chametz. And if it's my chametz, I have an obligation to take care of it. What happened here? What happened over here was that there was already bittul. Since there was already bittul, maybe that is enough to exempt the landlord. And now it should... Now it's only the tenant that we have to be concerned. Or do we say that one, just like he had the chiv to do the bittul, he also has the chiv to do the bedika? And why would I say it? Says the Gemara, because since it's now the property of the seicher, and again repeating, the landlord did the bittul. Maybe by combining those two factors, that transfers the obligation from the landlord to the tenant. Just to continue learning the end of the Gemara, how Rashi and Tosfos learn the end of the Gemara, so the Gemara says, so at this point the Gemara has not answered the question that we began with. We began with a question, who has the obligation to do the Bedikas Chametz? The landlord or the tenant, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tanina. It really was taught to us in a brisa, because the brisa says, "Hamask bais l'chaveroi." If somebody rents an apartment, actually mosel hamafteiches. If he hasn't given the keys before chalav rasa, if before the night of bedikas chametz, he hasn't given the keys to the tenant, alamaska l'vdan. When she mosel hamafteich chalav rasa alasaych l'vdan. So we see when it takes place. And the machlok is here too, Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the Gemara. Rashi says that when does it become the apartment of the tenant? It becomes the apartment of the tenant when you have a kinyan. And the kinyan is accomplished by the giving over of the keys to the tenant. Tosfos is very unhappy with that shot, because Tosfos says that we don't find that Mesiris Mafteichos, giving over the keys, is a valid kinyan. So just to quote the Karban Asano, how he defends Rashi's Pshat, the way the Karban Asano defends Rashi's Pshat, is that the Karban Asano says that when is Mesiris Mafteichos not considered a kinyan? When I'm buying a piece of property. If I'm buying a piece of property, the Mesiris Mafteichos doesn't make the property mine. But here I'm not buying the property. I'm only renting the property. And since I'm only renting the property, says the Karban Asano, Rashi says that Mesiris Mafteichos is considered a valid act of kinyan. But Tysus, as I said, has a different approach to the Gemara. What's Tysus' approach to the Gemara? Tysus' approach to the Gemara is a very practical approach. He says, you can't get into an apartment if you don't have keys. And therefore, he says, whoever has the keys is the one that should do the Bedikas Chametz, because he's the one that practically can do the Bedikas Chametz. The other one can't do it because he doesn't have the ability to do it. What would be the nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina, maybe we'll discuss more nafkaminas, but what's the obvious nafkamina between Rashi and Tysus? The obvious nafkamina between Rashi and Tysus is they both have a set of keys. So according to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. The Rashi learns that the giving over the keys creates a kinyan, and once it creates a kinyan, it is the obligation of the tenant now because he took ownership of the apartment. But if we follow Tysus' approach is that we're looking for practical solution. So now they're equally able to do the Bedikas Chametz. If they're both equally able to do the Bedikas Chametz, maybe we don't have an answer to our question.